South Africa is a movie indeed. So COSATU is also calling on government to name and shame those who lobbied for the privatization of prisons, as you heard there from the Shadow Minister of Correctional Services at the DA. This is one of the problems, the fact that this particular prison in Mangaung is run by G4S, so it is a privatization. Tony Ehrenreich is the parliamentary officer at COSATU. Tony, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. What is COSATU's issue with the privatization of prisons?
Well, at the principled level, we believe that public interest matters must be served by public institutions. And so the whole question of rehabilitation of prisoners, as well as keeping some prisoners away from the society because they pose such a threat to the society, that those issues must be dealt with in integrity. Now, clearly, privatized prisons that are in the business to make money are not concerned about the public interest. They're concerned about making money. And especially when you choose a company like G4S, with its horrendous track record in Israel, where they central to the oppression and brutalization of the Palestinians, both at the checkpoints and in the prisons. So a company like that should not even have been allowed to operate in South Africa, let alone be in charge of using a prison as their cash cow.
Right.
But the prison facilities as a whole has a problem. I mean, the DA shadow minister earlier, I missed what he was saying, because clearly many of the parliamentarians, many of them part of that portfolio committee, they had received kickbacks from the prison system. And here I'm talking about PSASA, and nothing was done about them. So there's a myriad of corruption in the portfolio committee that must be investigated. Those people must be brought to book. But it's that kind of lack of integrity in the portfolio committee that leads to the rotten state of correctional services as a whole.
You mentioned Busasa, and this is a pattern that seems to have been repeated, where we do see the private sector then, getting into bed in a way with correctional services. Is this a field that is just ripe for pursuing for corruption from the private sector?
Well, that in part is the problem that we have in the country. And if you look at most of the state capture, it had taken place in state institutions that are meant to advance the state interest in respect of the citizens as a whole, serving the needs of the citizens. But it's clearly a rotten cesspool of corruption. We must hold both the politicians account, the ministry must be held to account, but government as a whole. And we see it happening in some of the other SOE state-owned enterprises also, where they're mismanaging it, the corruption that creeps in, and then there's an attempt to sell it off or to give it as a cash cow to the politically connected, with no regard for the public interest that these institutions should be serving. So this should be a wake-up call for the whole of South Africa, that our government is to be watched very carefully, if they, because they've been the ones who allowed the privatization of this prison, and we can't trust them with the jewels of our economy, the state-owned enterprise. We've seen them looted, and now we're seeing them trying to sell it off in privatized form to make profits. And the net effect is a bad public interest and public policy effect on the citizens as a whole. So now we have prisoners who are able to escape the prison, but worse than that, smuggle what appears to be bodies into the prison to justify as part of their ridiculous alibi for that horrible event that was taken place.
Tony, thank you. Tony Ehrenreich, the parliamentary officer at COSATU, giving the view of the Trade Union Federation on the privatization of prisons.